We're going to Austin, Texas now to tell the story of a semi-professional musician and author. Life was going well for him until at the age of 50, a devastating stroke changed everything. But that didn't stop him from finding a way to put his life and his music back together. From Texas Public Radio, Jack Morgan has this story.
Avril Seal is a guitar nut. That's him in his early 20s in a three-piece band wailing away on guitar.
I started playing in high school and played for about 35 years in various bands. We had a cover band that we played a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Johnson, Clapton, Hendrix.
Oh, all the easy stuff.
Yeah, right? Classic rock and blues. In my heart of hearts, I think I wanted to be a guitarist.
But as many musicians do, he covered his bases by graduating from college. His career work has been in writing for decades now at the University of Texas Communications Office.
I've had the good fortune of writing my whole life. I've written for a living, and I've also had a parallel career writing books.
9 of them on a wide range of subjects. He also kept on stage.
Well, I've been looking real hard, and I'm trying to find a job.
But the dreams of our rock and roll youth tend to mellow out, as we do.
As I got older, I got more into acoustic guitar, and the more recent years, I spent really trying to master that kind of playing.
Seal's got a YouTube channel with dozens of acoustic guitar videos. One day, though, 3 years ago, in an instant, everything changed.
My 50-year warranty on my upstairs plumbing went out, and I had a huge brain hemorrhage.
One late afternoon when he stood up, his hip buckled, and down he went.
Then I kind of realized what was happening because I looked at my right arm and tried to move it, and it wouldn't move.
Coworkers dialed 911 when they realized it was a stroke. His condition was further complicated by convulsions, and he ended up in the ICU. His life was on the line. Brain surgery drained a golf ball-sized hemorrhage. 10 weeks in specialty hospitals taught him that even doing the simple things was incredibly difficult.
Just learning how to dress yourself, learning how to brush your teeth with your non-dominant hand. I don't take any of that stuff for granted anymore.
By now, you may be wondering about his guitar playing. His wife, Kirsten, brought him his guitar in recovery, but his attempts to play didn't go well. Seal is right-handed, and normally that's the hand that would pick and strum the strings. His stroke made that physically impossible.
And I was just lying on my bed, just crying, just weeping openly, just crying out to God, I just want to play. I just want to play.
While his condition made that nearly hopeless, he kept trying, but had to adapt, using his left hand, the one he'd normally used to press on the neck of the guitar. The only sounds he could make were by using a pair of techniques guitarists use.
One of them is called hammering on, and the other is called pulling off.
Rather than just pressing on the frets, his finger hammers down to make an acoustic sound, and the pull-off is an actual pluck.
That's hammering on up here and pulling off to an open string. So I've written a whole song based on that kind of thing. That's...
His version of Jimi Hendrix's classic Little Wing is pretty amazing. If this whole story sounds like a nearly unbelievable memoir, you won't be shocked to note that, well, he's written one.
Within 24 hours of coming out of the surgery, I knew that I was going to be writing this book.
The book, With One Hand Tied Behind My Brain, is the remembrance of his trauma and the climb back into his new normal. The stroke was a staggering setback, but it wasn't the end of his dreams. Once the COVID-19 era passes, he plans a return to live performance at clubs with his longtime band, Moondog.
With a stroke, there will be some things that you won't be able to do again in the old way. That doesn't mean you can't do anything. And doesn't mean you can't do the things you used to do and love to do. You just have to patiently think about them in a new way, look at them differently. And that's, I think that's what I've been able to do with guitar.
The music is still in him, and now he's found a way to let it out. For NPR News, I'm Jack Morgan in Austin. Would you know?